Very shortly, the decennial, meaning every 10th year, census of the nation's population, which is mandated by the U.S. Constitution, will get underway. And there's a lot more to it than just trying to count the number of Americans. The population keeps moving around, so after each headcount, some states gain and others lose members in the U.S. House of Representatives, where the number of seats is based on each state's official population. Data gathered from census surveys mailed to American households and reported by census workers sent out to find those who do not respond also help decide where billions of federal dollars get spent on new schools, highways, and health care. So you'd think every citizen would want to be sure to be counted. But no, as in every census, some people just don't reply, and illegal immigrants mostly avoid census takers. In a recent nationwide poll by the Pew Research Center, 12% of Americans said they weren't sure they'd cooperate with the census effort, and 6% said they probably or certainly would not. The reason? Most said they just didn't trust government. In fact, what seems like a harmless national roll call has become a political lightning rod. 10 years ago, in an effort to correct what was seen as underrepresentation of the homeless and some minority groups, the Census Bureau announced that it would employ statistical sampling where actual door-to-door counts had been spotty. This prompted howls of outrage that this was a political ploy to favor the Democratic Party, which traditionally gets more votes from low-income residents than do the Republicans. The Bureau dropped the sampling idea. When it came up again for 2010, sampling was shouted down. And last year, the Obama White House announced that senior administration appointees would work closely with the Census Bureau in supervising the 2010 census. Republicans called it unconstitutional and a power grab. So it looks like what is supposed to be a simple enumeration or careful count of the nation's population this year will be anything but routine. I'm Ted Lanfair.